This woman was deeply involved, and the fact that she has tried to minimize her involvement, I get that. Most criminals do that. But we have evidence, clear evidence, that she was deeply involved, not only evidence from third parties, but from herself, where she admits that that she wrote this letter. Now, that was that, and of course she was investigated, as Senator Barrasso said at great length. Now, that was 30 years ago. So if you're one of those that say, oh, this was 30 years ago, it was, you know, a childish prank or what have you, someone who tries to take the life of another human being, this is not something that you can say, oh, it was a childish prank 30 years ago. Somewhere in the deep recesses of her heart and her soul is something so malignant and so bad that she would try to take another life. That remains today. And if you don't believe me, read the stuff that she's written in the last couple of years. If you're willing to forgive all that, she committed a felony in perjuring herself to this committee in violation of federal law. She perjured herself in two ways. One is when she denied having been investigated, as the record is absolutely clear, she was investigated. And the second one, she said she did not participate in this tree spiking. This was the question, one of the questions that was asked to her. Did you have personal knowledge of, participate in, or in any way directly or indirectly support activities associated with the spiking of trees in any forest during your lifetime? No, under oath. No, under oath. You know, I've prosecuted I don't know how many cases. This, for a prosecutor, is shooting fish in a barrel. She shouldn't be in front of this committee for confirmation to a major, major point in this administration. She should be in front of a jury explaining to them why she committed perjury and why she lied to Congress.